Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Episode 4, Pattern and Web. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now, the final act of this cosmic struggle races towards its climax. The Empire's new and more powerful Death Star nears completion, preparing to unleash planet-crushing power and give its overlords ironclad dominion over the galaxy. But around the planet Sullust, the total resources of the Rebel Alliance have been marshaled for one ultimate, desperate attempt to smash the Imperial juggernaut. From Sullust, there can be no going back. After Sullust, there can only come freedom or oblivion. Aboard the headquarters frigate, flagship of the Alliance fleet, the Rebels await their briefing for the great assault. Among them, a group of friends just back from Tatooine. And if there has been little time for rest and recuperation, still, the layover at Sullust has brought about some definite changes.
If you'll all find your seats, please. Chief Counselor Mon Mothma and Admiral Akbar will be here momentarily to conduct the primary briefing. Would all assault wing pilots report to General Calrissian?
Hey there, General.
Excuse me, I wanted to tell you, if you ever need a double to trick the Imperials, I know this guy named Lando who looks exactly like you.
What are you babbling about?
Well, this fellow Lando's not a general, see? He's a ladies' man and a card cheat with a terrible reputation.
Yeah. Cheat? Every time you pick up an honest deck, the face cards start crying.
Why, Lando, it is you! Hey, Leia, Chewie, come here and take a look at the man who's gonna pop the Death Star like a balloon.
Congratulations, Lando. Don't pay any attention to Han, he's just jealous. When he went into the Carbonite, he was the best-looking pilot in the Rebellion.
General Calrissian, you cut an extremely dashing figure in that uniform, if I may say so.
Thanks, 3PO.
So they made you an assault wing commander, huh, Lando?
Somebody must have told the general staff about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tanab.
Oh, well, don't look at me, pal. I just said you were a fair pilot. I didn't know they were looking for somebody to lead this crazy
attack. Seats, please, seats! Mon Mothma, leader of our alliance, will begin the briefing as soon as we're ready.
Leia, any word from Luke?
No, but he won't let us down.
The last communication from R2 indicated his presence in the Dagobah system.
Slide over, Chewie. You're taking up three places.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you to fly lead for the assault, huh?
No, who says they didn't? I ain't crazy. You're the respectable one, remember?
Shh. Would you mind if we finish the rebellion before you two sort out bragging?
Greetings to you all, my comrades in arms. Time is short, and so I'll direct your attention to the holographic display of the new Death Star.
It's only half built. Looks like a rotted out metal tooth.
For once, we're a jump ahead of the Emperor.
The Emperor has made a critical error, and the time for our attack has come. The data brought to us by the Bothan spies pinpoints the exact location of the new battle station. We also know that the weapons systems of this Death Star are not yet operational. With the Imperial fleet spread throughout the galaxy, the station is relatively unprotected.
Relative is right when you're talking about Starfleet battles.
But most important of all, we've learned that the Emperor himself is personally overseeing the final stages of the construction of the Death Star. Many Bothans died to bring us this information. Admiral Akbar, if you will present the strategic overview, please.
As this modeling shows, the battle station's orbiting the forest moon of the planet Endor. Although the weapon systems are not yet operational, this Death Star does have a strong defense mechanism. It is protected by an energy shield that is generated from a large installation on the nearby forest moon.
Strong? Yeah, like a bonded armored wall, 2 parsecs thick.
It does seem impenetrable, sir.
The defensive shield must be disabled by a ground commando operation before any attack on the Death Star can be attempted. Once the shield is down, our cruisers will establish a perimeter holding any opposition at bay while our fighters fly into the Death Star's superstructure and knock out its main reactor. General Calrissian has volunteered to lead the fighter attack.
Good luck, General. You're gonna need it.
It hasn't let me down so far, Han.
General Madine, if you'll recap the commando operation.
Thank you, Admiral Ackbar.
We have stolen a small Imperial shuttle, the Tidarium. Disguised as a resupply ship and using a secret Imperial code, a strike team will land on the forest moon and destroy the installation there with demolitions, deactivating the shield generator and leaving the Death Star without its protective shield.
I wonder who they found to go strolling into that nest of stormtroopers.
Probably some sucker who lost a coin flip.
The assignment sounds suicidally dangerous.
General Solo, is your strike team assembled?
Han?
Yes, sir, my combat team's ready.
Who'd you lose the coin flip to, Han? Yourself?
Yeah, you could say that. And now look at me, a volunteer. General, I don't have a command crew for the shuttle yet. Oh, it's gonna be rough, pal. I didn't want to speak for you. Okay. That's one, sir.
General Madine, count me in, too.
Well said, Leia.
While I would not wish to sound presumptuous, Your Highness, I must be included as well. Master Luke would expect no less of me.
We couldn't get along without you, 3PO.
Welcome aboard, Goldenrod.
Solo, by my reckoning, that leaves you one officer short for your command crew.
Right, sir. I was thinking of asking for more.
I'm with you too, Han.
Luke!
And R2-D2, my up!
It looks like the roster's complete, General Madine.
Time is short. Moreover, we must adjust our own plans to make up for the losses inflicted on us by Lord Vader at the Battle of the Bajji Shipyards. So let us now conclude the overview briefing and divide into operational groups for final preparation.
Luke, what is it? What's wrong?
Ask me that again when we have more time to talk, Leia.
Commander Skywalker, you have a dramatic sense of timing.
Good to see you too, Lando.
Luke, if I was you, I would have stayed away a little longer.
Hi, Han. Chewie!
Whoa! I miss you too, old-timer, but you don't see me cracking your ribs?
R2, I trust you've been comporting yourself in a responsible manner. Unfortunately, our problems aren't over yet. There are many ways of describing this situation, R2, but exciting is hardly the word I would choose.
I want you to take the Falcon on this mission.
What?
I mean it. You need all the help you can get, and she's the fastest ship in the fleet.
Thanks, Han. I know what she means to you, old buddy. Take good care of her. She won't get a scratch, all
right? Right. I got your promise. Not a scratch.
The Falcon used to be mine, remember? I've flown that hunk of junk through more tough spots than you have.
Well, this one will be the toughest, Lando.
Hey, what do I look like? I'm fresh off a moisture farm?
I didn't say that.
We'll be inside the Death Star and blow the reactor before the Empire even realizes we're there, assuming you don't mess up. So, did you get going, you pirate?
Clear skies, Lando.
Thanks, homie. Han, good luck.
Chewie, that fake clearance code's causing static on the IFF transponder. Give me some signal clarification, would you? Okay, that's got it.
You got her warmed up, Luke?
Almost, Han. The flight decks on these Imperial shuttles are a little cramped for Chewie, though.
Well, I don't think the Empire had Wookiees in mind when they designed it. How's that right hand, Luke? You took a nasty shot back there on Tatooine.
It's fine, Han. Fixing a bionic limb's easier than healing flesh and blood, I guess. Being part machine has its advantages.
You know, we've got plenty of spare blasters, Luke. You don't have to limit yourself.
Thanks anyway, Han, but a lightsaber is the only weapon a Jedi needs.
Huh.
This thing's gonna come out right, Han. You'll see. We'll make it come out right.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had the same confidence in the Force that you do.
Well, for what it's worth, the Force seems to have confidence in you.
For some reason, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Awake?
Yeah, I was just looking at the Falcon. I can't shake this funny feeling like I'm not gonna see her again.
Pardon me, General Solo. R2 says Major Durden reports his commander secured for launch.
Come on, General. Liftoff time.
Right. Chewie, let's see what this bucket of bolts can do. You ready, Luke?
All set.
All right, then. Hang on, everybody.
Yes, R2. Here we go again.
Their detection perimeter now, Han.
Cue up the IFF transponder, Chewie. Stay sharp. If the Imperials don't go for this code, we're gonna have to get out of here quick.
Another Death Star. Just the sight of it has my stress compensators in flux.
Steady, 3PO.
Shuttlecraft, we have you on our screen now. Please identify.
This is Shuttle Tidarium requesting deactivation of the deflector shield.
Shuttle Tidarium, transmit the clearance code for shield passage.
Transmission commencing. Hit it, Chewie.
Here's where we find out if that code is worth the price we paid for it.
It'll work. It'll work.
Good gracious. Look at the size of that capital ship. It must be 100 times as massive as the rest.
Super Star Destroyer. What a monster.
Luke, what's wrong?
Vader's on that ship.
Now, don't get jittery, Luke. There's a lot of command ships. Keep your distance, though, Chewie. But don't look like you're keeping your distance. I don't know, fly casual.
Would this trickery fall under the definition of Corellian overdrive, General Solo?
Only if it works.
They're not responding. They must be passing the clearance up the chain of command.
They're not going for it, Chewie.
I can feel Vader's presence. I'm endangering the mission. I shouldn't have come.
It's your imagination, kid. Let's keep a little optimism here.
Shuttle Tidarium. Deactivation of the defensive shield will commence immediately. Maintain your present course.
Okay. No problem. Told you Vader wasn't around, Luke. You think he'd let us breeze in here if he was?
I wonder.
May we hope, General Solo, that the most perilous part of the journey is over?
Well, hope away, 3PO. Of course, we have to set down without being detected, rig that generator installation to blow, and get out again before the Imperials come down on us. But outside of that, it's going to be a pleasant little walk in the woods.
Oh, yes. Endor is said to be a sylvan paradise of sorts, isn't it?
That would depend on your definition of paradise.
Sylvan paradise, indeed. Watch where you're going, R2. This timberland is difficult enough to negotiate as it is. What good is all this primeval beauty if it's the last thing we ever see?
Keep it down, 3PO. Hold it!
What?
Everybody hunker down.
Oh, R2, I told you it was dangerous here.
What's up, Han? Two Imperial scouts. Standing by their speeder bikes. Down in the clearing, see there?
Should we try to go around them?
Nah, that'd take time. This whole party will be for nothing if they spot us. Chewie and me will take care of this. You stay here.
Take them out quietly, Han. There might be more scouts out there.
What are you worried about? It's me.
Try to have a little confidence there, Han.
Oh, sweet. Come on, Chewie. It's nap time for stormtroopers.
How can a man go through all the things he has and not learn any humility?
Han's only got two modes. Frozen stiff in carbonite and full speed ahead.
They're over there. Han and Chewie, behind that tree.
Get set to move up fast if they need help.
Han's foot snapped a twig.
Behind you!
Back off, you!
They blew it! Come on, Leia!
No! Get your spear! Go for help!
Right!
The other one's getting away!
Chewie, shoot him! Got it!
Look, to the right! Two more scouts!
They're running for it!
Okay, here's another speeder! We can catch them! Can't let them raise the alarm!
Leia, wait! I'm coming with you!
Come on!
Here I come! Jam their comm link, that center switch.
Got it, but we still have to stop those riders from sounding the alarm.
Watch out for that bridge! Got it!
See us ride as well from the front seat, Luke?
Watch out! Move up! Up alongside the one who's falling behind. Bump him if you can.
Why?
I'm gonna jump him. Ready?
Wait! All right!
Get off me, you filthy scum!
You're right, Luke!
Fine, but we've got to find that other scout!
With two of us, we ought to be able to box him in!
Yeah, if the trees don't get us all first!
Shooting at us!
Two more Imperials right on our tail! Keep after that one! I'll take the two behind us!
Good luck!
All right. Let's find out how good you boys are at sudden stuff! Not good, overshot me. How do you boys like it in the hot seat? No matter how you jostle each other, boys, one of you's gonna end up in the crosshairs. One down, one to go. Where'd he disappear to? Whoa, time to bail out! Luke on foot. Trooper on bike. Not good, not good. Okay, Jedi. As Han would say, show him what you got. Anytime you're ready, Trooper. Let the Force guide my stroke. Now!
Hey, 3PO, tell Major Durlan to set up a comlink surveillance. Maybe if that jamming stops, we can eavesdrop on the Imperial frequency.
At once, sir. Oh, General Solo, someone is coming. It's Master Luke.
Han!
Hey, Luke, where's Leia?
What? She didn't come back?
I thought she was with you.
No, we got separated.
Sirs, R2 just informed me that the jamming stopped a short while ago, but there has been no comlink response from the princess yet.
It was Leia doing the jamming. Han, we'd better go look for her.
Right, you and me with Chewie to do the tracking. Tell Durlan we'll rendezvous at the shield generator.
I'll get Chewie.
General Solo.
What?
I strongly suggest you allow R2 and me to come as well. You'll need R2's scanners for the search.
He's got a point, Han.
You're on, 3PO.
Be ready to move fast.
Don't worry, Master Luke. We know what to do. And you said it was pretty here. Good. No, my idea of paradise would be a coronation ceremony held in a cybernetics clean room. Oh, well. R2, prepare to move in high gear.
I said cut it out. Whoa. What in the blazes are you? You can lower the spear, little fella. I'm not going to hurt you. See? No need to get your fur all ruffled. Last thing I remember, that Imperial shot me down and then punched his speeder into a tree. Looks like I'm stuck here. Trouble is, I don't know where here is. Maybe you can help me. Come on. Sit down over here by me. That's it. I promise I won't hurt you. Our reports didn't say Endor had intelligent life forms. You look pretty well fed, I'll say that for you. You want something to eat?
Yep.
How about a ration bar? It's good. You see?
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yep.
Here, take it.
Yep.
Good. Just let me get rid of this helmet, and maybe I can take a better look around this place and get my bearings. What? It's just a hat. It's not going to hurt you. Now you're a jittery little thing, aren't you? What is it? Is someone coming? Cover! Keep your head down! Hey! Where'd you go? Endorian!
Freeze! Or I'll fire!
Okay, don't shoot!
Hand over the blaster.
Okay, here.
Right. Unit 4, go get your speeder and take the prisoner back to the base.
Yes, sir.
And you, don't move a muscle or... Ow! Hey, what the creeping, crawling...
Sorry, Private! But here's where we part company. Thanks, old guy. Stay down. I gotta get the other one. Look out, fella! Got him! At least the Empire hasn't gotten the alarm yet. Yeah, if you're saying we gotta get out of here fast, I'm with you, little guy. Lead the way. You know, you're looking better to me all the time, short, round, and furry.
Among the rebels, pathways have begun to diverge as friends part company on their separate missions. While Han and Luke wait anxiously for Leia's return, Lando Calrissian prepares for a daring assault on the Death Star, his fortunes depending entirely on the success of his friend's mission to destroy the shield generator. In their hands rests the fate of billions as the rebellion struggles towards ultimate victory or utter defeat. And all the while, in the throne room of his mighty battle station, the Emperor watches and waits. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi by Brian Daley, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas and on the screenplay by Lawrence Kasdan and George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Joshua Farden as Luke Skywalker, Peter Michael Getz as General Madine, Ari Gross as Lando Calrissian, Perry King as Han Solo, Natalia Nogolich as Mon Mothma, Mark Adair Rios as Admiral Ackbar, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi was directed by John Madden and produced by Tom Vagley. The co-producer was Julie Hartley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Post-production was realized with assistance from Tom Mudge and John Scherf by Tom Vagley. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi was produced by Highbridge Audio in association with Tom Vagley Productions and LA Theater Works and with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.